Davis Finster, welcome to FFA Today.
Thank you for having me on the show today. It's a real exciting opportunity to be here.
Oh, great. Well, I read about you in the Roanoke Times and the fact that you had received a $1,000 grant from the National FFA Foundation, so I was excited to speak to you about that. I actually got to serve as a judge on those grant applications this year, so exciting to speak to somebody who actually got awarded one.
It's exciting to be here, and you must have done a pretty good job judging him, I guess.
Well, I tell you what, Davis, let's do this to start off. Let's kind of let the audience get to know who you are and a little bit more about you. Now, are you serving as a chapter state or a national officer in FFA this year?
I am. I'm currently my chapter president. James River High School, it's in Buchanan, Virginia, which is in Botetourt, about 30 minutes north of Roanoke.
So can you tell our listeners what the grant is that you received and how you found out about it and what its intention is?
Yeah, well, the grant, it's a $1,000 grant from the National FFA Foundation, and I found out about it because my advisor, Mr. Wakeman, during one day in class, he brought it up, and, you know, working on our SAEs, which are supervised agricultural experiences, and he brought up the point, you know, that there were these grants out there, so if anybody was interested to fill it out, my grant was for poultry production. It was the CTB grant. I talked about how I'd like to expand my operation, be able to have my poultry production operation. I talked about how I would like to be able to have more chickens than I already do, and just about how I wanted to expand.
I want to digress off of this for a second and come back in a moment, but you were a state winner in a category called prepared speaking. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So what does that entail? What does that mean, prepared speaking?
So the Prepared Public Speaking Contest, it's one of our career development events in FFA, which is like our competition. And for this contest, you have to write a 6 to 8 minute speech about an agricultural issue and then deliver that speech in front of a panel of judges. And you're judged on your speaking ability, your manuscript, and then also after you speak, their judges are allowed to ask you questions for 5 minutes. Then you're also judged about your knowledge of the topic and how you answer the question.
I see. And so what was the topic that you selected?
My topic was the use of ethanol production. My speech was actually against the use of ethanol production, mainly for the increased price. When they use so much corn to make the ethanol, it makes the price of various other goods increase. So that was my main reason for being against the use of ethanol production. Because I have, along with my chicken feed, I also have steers that I raise and sell for meat. So I've seen the price of corn, beef feed, chicken feed, all types of feed increase drastically, even just since I've been raising animals. And that was a good thing when writing the speech because I'd had first-hand experience with it, so you could kind of get that personal aspect into your speech because you had a connection to it.
With that, let's jump into talking about your SAE project and tell us all about what you're doing.
All right, so my SAE project is poultry production, which I have kind of two parts of it. I have my laying hens, which I have about 100 hens that I keep out in my hen house, and I gather the eggs from there and sell the eggs, and then also have broilers, which I just started this past year, and I have them out in a separate house, and I raise them only during the summer months, and then we raise them, and then here at home we slaughter them and package them and sell them for meat. My method for raising the broilers, I keep them, which I don't know if you're familiar with the term, but a lot of people call them chicken tractors, which is basically just a mobile pen. So I have them out in the pasture, and then every day I just move it forward a little bit to get the broilers on fresh grass every day. I made it pretty sturdy just for the main reason, because I didn't want predators being able to get into it, but it has wheels that it lifts up on the wheels, and then I can come around by hand and pick up the front and then just pull it forward. It's not too heavy that I can't move it, but it's heavy enough to where if it's off the wheels, nothing will come up and be able to break into it or push it down.
And so how is the grant that you've received, how is that going to help you expand? What areas will you expand with this grant money?
Well, right now, because the size of it, you can't build it too big because obviously it would be too heavy, so I can only keep about it's a 6x8 pen, so that gives me 48 square feet, so I can keep 50 broilers in there. But that only allows me to keep 50 broilers at a time. So I would like to increase my production, so with the money from the grant, I'll be able to hopefully build another chicken tractor, and that way kind of get on a four-week rotation instead of 8 weeks. I can only raise them for 8 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If I got two going, then I would be able to have them every 4 weeks. That is my hope.
And so how do you like the quality of the chicken, raising it that way?
I personally feel like it's the best chicken that we've ever had since we started raising it out there. And so far, all of our customers have told us how good the chicken is. So I feel like having them on fresh grass every day, that really helps the quality of the meat.
Well, how did you come up with this idea?
It was just neat. Last winter, I was just looking somewhere on the internet on a website and just saw these pictures of these meat chickens. So we were just talking. I was like, yeah, that's something I'd like to try this summer. So I came up with the idea for my chicken tractor. And I know there's lots of different variations of them, but I figured up the idea for this and we built it and then started doing it last summer.
Great. And what stage of the project are you in now? You're going to wrap up your junior year here at the end of the school year, and then you'll have your senior year next year. Are you planning on some new marketing methods or something like that? Is anything going to change for your senior year?
Yes. As I said before, I would like to expand my project and also like to try to reach some more customers than the ones we've already have.
How have you reached the customers that you have now?
Lots of our customers that we sold the meat to were previously egg customers, and we started getting egg customers when we first got chickens a long time ago. We started selling our eggs at the local farmer's market, and from there the business kind of took off, and now we don't sell as many at the farmer's market as we do just to local customers in our community that come out and pick them up, or we deliver them to their houses.
Well, tell us a little bit about your laying operation. So you said you've got 100 chickens in a laying house?
That is correct. Yeah, I have around 100, roughly 100.
How many eggs are you collecting a day?
I get between 40 and 50 every day. In the winter, they'll start to lay less. A lot of people think it is because of the cold, but it's actually because of the daylight. Chickens need 12 to 14 hours of daylight to keep their laying up. So what we do is we have a light on them that's on a timer, and it comes on earlier in the morning to give them their additional hours of simulated daylight. That way the laying keeps up normal like it does in the summer.
Well, is this something that you want to continue to do after you finish up with high school?
I'm not sure if I necessarily want to continue doing the exact thing, but I definitely want to stay within the realm of the poultry industry. I'm not sure if exactly what I want to do yet, but I know I want it to be in the poultry industry.
And do you know, are you going on to college or vocational training or military or something like that when you finish up?
I plan on going to college after high school.
Are you going to continue in FFA?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to seek your American degree?
I would love to get my American degree. I mean, I can't say that I will, but as of right now, I do plan on getting my American degree.
Well, that is great. I'm really excited talking to you. It sounds like you've got a wonderful business model. And, you know, it just dawned on me that you are a junior and you're already the president of your chapter. Is that normal for somebody who's not a senior to be president?
It is. When I was a freshman, our president was a junior. And we like to do that sometimes because occasionally when the senior's president towards the end of the year, you know, they're thinking about seniors getting out, so they're just ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes summer and state convention time, and they're already done with everything. So occasionally it is good to have a junior as the president because they're still involved in everything, still thinking about next year.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Davis, this has been great. I've really enjoyed hearing all about your business model, about your poultry production, and thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having me and letting me talk about my poultry operation today.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.